Senate Health. It is 1:40 in the afternoon. We have one order of business today. That's item number one, AB 809 Logue. We do have authorization to allow Assemblymember Wagner to present on behalf of Assemblymember Logue. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senators. I appreciate the opportunity to present on behalf of Assemblymember Logue, and we are presenting AB 809, which deals with telehealth. AB 415 from 2011 replaced and updated the outdated terminology of telemedicine with telehealth and made some changes to the California health code. This is a bit of a cleanup bill. The bill in front of us revises a portion of the old AB 415 with respect to oral consent that has actually proved a little bit problematic in trying to get it to work out in the field. And instead, what is required under AB 809 is not just oral, but will also permit written consent for the first use of telehealth and all subsequent treatment as well. I am unaware of any opposition. There are a couple of witnesses here in support, and so I will turn it over to them, and thank you all.
Thank you. Before we proceed, we need to establish a quorum. Would you call the members, please?
Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Morrell?
Here.
Morrell here. Bell? De Leon? De Saunier? Evans?
Here.
Evans here. Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Nielsen?
Here.
Nielsen here. Wolk?
Here.
Wolk here.
Okay, a quorum has been established. Please proceed.
Move the bill.
There's been a motion to move the bill by Senator Morrell. We do have some individuals like to speak in support. Please proceed.
My name is Steve Barrow. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for a group that represents rural and urban underserved communities. Is called AHEAD California, but this bill, telehealth is a growing important tool in the rural areas to make sure we have access to health, quality health, and more affordable health. This bill is just a technical cleanup of the main changes we made in AB 415 a couple years ago, and we support the bill.
Brianna Pittman, I'm here with Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. Really appreciate the work of the author and staff in working and having discussions with stakeholders, including us, to address some concerns and sort of exactly how we write this, and we're really happy to be here in support. I think that this bill goes a long way to adapting the consent requirements as telehealth continues to evolve, and urge your vote. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Sheila Johnston with the Association of California Healthcare Districts, also in support.
Anyone else in support? Any opposition? Questions, comments from any of the members? Seeing none, we do have a motion by Senator Morrell. Would you like to close?
Thank you. As you can see, we brought together, Assemblymember Logue has brought together a diverse coalition, the Department of Consumer Affairs has sent a letter in support of Planned Parenthood, the Medical Board of California. This, I think, is a very good technical cleanup, and urge an aye vote.
Thank you. This is item number one, AB 809. It's due pass. Call the members.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Bell? De Leon, De Saunier, Evans,
aye.
Evans, I. Monning,
aye.
Monning, I. Nielsen,
aye.
Nielsen, I. Wolk,
aye.
Wolk, I.
It currently has six. That's enough to get out. Sergeants, you know if the other two members are going to be coming back? And what about Bell? Okay. Your bill is out. I'll either put it on call or I'll just shut it down, but you've got the votes to get out.
On behalf of Mr. Logue, thank you all.
Thanks for getting us in here.
Okay, we're going to lift the call for item number one. It's due pass AB 809 Logue. Call the absent members, please.
Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. De Leon? Desaunier?
Aye.
Desaunier, aye.
Current vote count is 8-0. De Leon will not be returning. That bill is out, and that concludes the business of the day.